I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, Landon Donovan joins me to recap his stellar soccer career. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie, and congratulations on winning the Sydney Award, which recognizes journalists for writing about stuff even more important than sports. In this case, your Esquire piece on New Orleans 10 years after Hurricane Katrina. Well done.
Thank you. You're very kind. Okay, what's up?
Earlier this week, the world of pro football exploded because Don Van Natta and Seth Wickersham wrote about it. Have I got that about right?
Yeah, pretty much. It was a long and respectively detailed, if somewhat anonymous, account of all the way the New England Patriots have played fast and loose with the book of etiquette of National Football League franchises, including keeping the Gatorade too warm and apparently doing some advanced Gordon Liddy scouting, if you know what I mean, in various hotel rooms and visiting locker rooms. But I think the most interesting thing about it is that Bill Belichick has clearly rented a 5-room luxury condo in the heads of just about everybody else in the league.
The New England Patriots beat the Pittsburgh Steelers on Thursday night, so now we have headset gate, right?
Yeah, this is unbelievable. Just when you thought it couldn't get any weirder. Yeah, somehow the New England Patriots radio play-by-play got piped into the headsets of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, I'm somebody who believes that they shouldn't even have headsets.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should go back to letting quarterbacks call their own plays and letting coaches send in people if they want to change plays. I think quarterbacks should think on their feet more than they do.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell was quoted on Tuesday. He said, "We want to get a better discipline system." And then on Wednesday, he said that no changes in the NFL's discipline process are imminent. What?
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing at this point, neither does he. Something has to change. Otherwise, every player who they try to discipline for any reason is going to wind up with a cause of action.
The American Gaming Association, which represents the casino industry, estimated this week that of the $95 billion that will be wagered on pro football this year, $93 billion will be bet illegally. That's a fairly convincing argument for legal sports betting, I think. What do you think?
Well, I mean, it's certainly a fairly convincing argument that without gambling of one kind or another, there wouldn't be a National Football League. But that having been said, yeah, I think it's a pretty good argument that people should be able to profit from this industry above the table.
Charlie, Friday marked the 30th anniversary of Pete Rose's 4,192nd hit. That's when he passed Ty Cobb and established the all-time hits record. And so the Reds decided to honor Rose with a bobblehead for every fan attending Saturday's home game in Cincinnati. I'm imagining a Rob Manfred bobblehead doll nodding and bobbing in approval. What do you think?
I don't think so, no. Once again, the embarrassment that is Pete Rose continues apace. There's no getting away from the guy. He's stuck to the history of baseball like gum on a shoe.
On Thursday night, Mets starter Bartolo Colon pitched, fielded, and even batted his team to victory over the Braves, kept New York atop the NL East. But in doing so, he had his 31-inning scoreless streak stopped. Gee whiz, he's really slowing down at age 42.
It is remarkable, of course, because he looks like the kindly grocer from down the street at this point. Not only that, he looks like the kindly grocer's best customer at this point. There's a remarkable piece of video of him throwing a runner out behind his back after fielding a ground ball. Bartolo Colon is, among our athletes, one of the most remarkable.
This week, Wade Boggs superfan Richard Davis tweeted a picture of a baseball he was considering buying that had allegedly been signed by Wade Boggs, and Davis wondered if it was legitimate, and Boggs instantly responded with a tweet, one word, nope. Wade Boggs, Hall of Famer, contact hitter par excellence, and now memorabilia expert, at least regarding his own memorabilia.
Yeah, I don't know how he knew, but I would probably take his word for it. Because Wade Boggs has an incredible series of very savant-like compulsions, and I think probably identifying every baseball he ever swung at is probably one of them.
We talked last week about the party coffin and the joys that it would surely bring to tailgaters who could pack all sorts of goodies into it, but Nick Saban's Mercedes dealership in Hoover, Alabama, is now offering a tailgating vehicle to die for. What is that?
It's a $200,000 Mercedes luxury van. It's probably the nicest car any football fan has ever thrown up on, to be perfectly honest with you. It has three TVs.
Mm-hmm.
It has a high-tech audio and video system and a cooler. It also has hardwood flooring, high-grain leather, and massage chairs.
Why would anybody get out of it and go to the game?
Why would anybody go to the game? Exactly. Why won't you just live in the car?
And finally, Charlie, fans of Mississippi State football had their eyes on a world record this week.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
I hadn't known that Christopher Walken was a Bulldogs fan. Anyway, on Thursday night in Starkville, the attempt to set this record sounded like this. That is the sound of 5,748 cowbells, and it was good enough for Guinness Book recognition. I don't know about you. I'm glad I wasn't there.
Yeah, the cowbells are sort of their fetish object during football games. I'm mostly startled by the fact that there was actually a record for ringing the cowbells to break.
So my next question was going to be, how long do you think the record will stand? But I think this is just preposterous.
Well, it'll stand at least until the next Mississippi State game.
You can find the sports writing of Sydney Award-winning writer Charlie Pierce at Grantland, and he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Charlie, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Bill.